Hello, everybody. This is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to the Joe DePro Daily Update. As I've been interacting with some of my clients that I coach, I've noticed they start to get a little antsy. They are starting to get ready to ride harder, and it's that time where you've put in, you know, your 8 to 12, maybe even 16 weeks, starting all the way back in November, December. You've put in the time, if you've been ready for Oklahoma race season, in your base training. You've been knocking out miles, you've been knocking out tempo and sweet spot, and maybe even some threshold intervals. The first races are coming up on the calendar, and in Oklahoma, our first Oklahoma road racing starts at the end of March. Our mountain bike racing started this past Sunday, and so you've gone out there and you've had all this base miles in your legs, and you show up to a race and the snap isn't there. The intensity isn't quite there, the snap isn't quite there. You don't have that ability to recover quite as easily. And you start to realize, man, I've been working on my cardiovascular fitness for a long time, and I've not been working on intensity. And you're right on the cusp for our time of year for the races and things that are going on. March is usually the time where, for most people, that transition from base training and lots of sweet spot and lots of tempo and lots of threshold starts to dial back, and you start to introduce what many have called VO2 and what I call FRC, which means functional reserve capacity. It's when you start doing more of that work, you start to sharpen up. What I will say is a very common workout is to couple your high intensity with low recovery. So you go minute on, minute off. I think those kind of workouts are great as you get later into the season when you're really trying to sharpen up. I think at first though, you should focus on more recovery between your VO2 workouts or your FRC workouts. You're really trying to increase maximum strength. You're trying to increase all-out intensity, and adding in low recovery starts to jeopardize that after the very first one. So adding in 4 to 5 minutes of recovery in between your 1 to 2 minute intervals, I think, is very effective as you start to transition this time of year. It allows you to go all in, all out, every time in your workout, really focusing on pushing out that maximum level of force, that maximum level of power for every interval, and then giving yourself anywhere from 4 up to 7 minutes of rest in between each interval as you start to transition from base training into your more specific intensity training for the racing that you're going to do. So that's my recommendation, is to treat your FRC training like a track and field athlete, like a track cyclist who is only going to focus on their maximal level of effort and then recovery, plenty of recovery in between. It means your workouts are a little longer, so you ride in zone one in between those workouts, so you're still getting some of your endurance in. But adding a little more recovery into your initial one or two blocks of FRC or VO2 work is a highly effective way of really increasing your max strength, easing your body into the transition. And then as you get closer to races later on the year, then we start to play with short recoveries, and we start working on the chemical system as well as the strength system. So if you've been itchy, if you've been anxious, if you've been ready to ride hard, you are in the 4 weeks where it happens, where that transition starts to clip over. And we'll continue having daily updates talking about workouts, races, and different things you can do to increase your chances at a podium finish. Or if you don't race and you really just want to be able to perform in any kind of ride you go to, whether it's a Copper Triangle or Enchanted Circle or even the Tulsa Tough Double, then you're going to have the fitness and performance in your legs you need to really have breakthrough years. This is Tony Stewart, and it's been the Joe DePro Daily Update.